Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. In studio with us from RE/MAX Concepts, his owner broker, his name is Lance Hansen. And if you've been with us it seems like every week we have a story about real estate markets, pricing of real estate. Just yesterday we had this story that according to CoreLogic, nationally, sale prices jumped by 7% in November, and that's the third straight month that that's happened. Just wild out there. Prices continue to go up. People are being pushed out of the market in many places. What in the world, Lance, is going on?
Oh, just having fun. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, by the way, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2018.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So, by the way, and thank you again, RE/MAX Concepts, this marks the fifth year that you guys have supported the Business News Hour, and I appreciate that.
Sure. Absolutely. Good stuff. We love it.
So tell us, what we hear these numbers from, and I know we've talked about this nationally, you know,
sure.
The national numbers could be different than what we're seeing here in the Des Moines metro. But a 7% rise in home prices is pretty significant.
It is. It's very significant. And it depends on what you're talking about, whether it's 7% from the previous month, you know.
This is from the previous
year
month?
Over year.
Yeah.
You know, in downturns, the numbers sometimes, you know, the numbers are pulled out because that's a fun one to put out
sure.
there. But generally speaking, prices continue to go up, and we're fighting that at every turn, to the point where now there's probably, I'll bet you there's 10 projects out there now that are being designed for affordable housing, where the lots are smaller, the footprint is smaller. We're going back to two-car attached garage. In some places, there's no basements under some of the units. There's associations being built around them because if you own the streets inside, then the streets can be smaller, closer together, make it more affordable to have the ground. So there's a lot of things that people are working on.
Sort of what they're doing with Hubble, smaller streets, and because that's kind of a planned community within a community.
Yeah, there is some of that, and it's just the cost of land had gone up so much.
Gray's Landing is what it's called.
Yes, and the cost of land had gone up so much, so then you have that, and now we're seeing that the cost of building is gone up, you know, with materials and labor.
Sure.
We have a labor shortage, as you know, we talked about
everybody,
last time I was here. It's just skilled labor in construction is hard to find, and so you have to pay more for it. So all of those costs are going up, but the paychecks aren't. They're not there yet. We're getting some of that. You know, the stock market's looking good, as you reported. And I think people, there's a group of people who are doing better, but the investors in stock market
they're
is
doing
less
well.
Than
yeah.
half the market.
Exactly.
And most of those are actually ones that are through 401ks and, you know, the different types of accounts
yeah,
like that.
It's the working families that are still not seeing the results of
Yeah, they're, you know, I think you'll see some of that. I think because of the retirement plans that are invested in and those kinds of things, it'll help. And, a little bit of reduction in the personal runs, that should help. The pass-throughs are going to be helped. That's a lot of people that are, you know, self-employed type people. So that'll
help.
So
we'll see.
But, yeah.
As we move forward. One of the other interesting things, Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, from RE/MAX Concepts is with us. The Des Moines Register had a story just yesterday, as a matter of fact, talking about empty apartments in downtown Des Moines, saying that there are, for the first time that they can remember, and some of these property managers can remember, like 2,000 empty apartments downtown. And apartment building managers are offering all kinds of incentives to move in. What are you hearing?
You know, I we talked about that just a little bit. So I looked again just to try to get, abreast of anything of the latest thing. There certainly are more properties coming on. There's somewhere around 320 new units that are getting ready to come on the market that haven't been leased up yet. But downtown, just downtown, I looked, and there are available, there are 2,060 units available. But most of those are rented.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, according to all the numbers that I could find, you know, your vacancy rates are across the board. Every place I looked are less than 7%, except the east side of Des Moines, which is about 13%, and that's fairly normal.
Interesting.
And I looked specifically in the downtown area, and if you're looking at a one-bedroom in downtown, the vacancy rate is about 2.6%.
So the smaller units are full.
Yeah, when you get to the three-bedroom units, you know, then you get up and where there's much more vacancy there. But I could not find the numbers, and I'm not saying the Register's wrong because they have a lot of research people to do their thing, and I'm certainly not that. But I'm not seeing those numbers out there.
Well, there's always been a concern that we're overbuilding apartments and rentals in this part of the country, but as we just had, just earlier before you were on, we had the new general manager from the Hilton, the new downtown Hilton Hotel, Matt was on, and he was talking about this influx of people between the ages of 26 and 40 that are just flooding to Des Moines all over the place. So perhaps we're just...
Yeah, and I, you know, and we're going to see that balance back and forth. I mean, you know, it was, you know, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we're talking about you can't get enough apartments because you can't build them fast enough. And we actually had condo projects that converted to apartments because it made more sense. You may very well see some of those convert back out and go into condo sales and, you know, that kind of thing to take them off the books. But yeah, the you know, the needs of our population change, and
so the market's got to change with it, right?
It does. Yeah. And if we can continue to have the new construction and the builders stay on task and keep building like they're building, but building some of the more affordable, we got to get under 250.
One of the things you mentioned was new people coming into the market and building. And I think there's a company out there that said that they're going to have 365 new affordable homes built in the next year, which is stunning.
There is that claim out there.
There is that claim out there. I said, wow, where are they going to find the people to build those places? Yeah. But still, when we talk about affordable homes, that's all very subjective.
That's certainly an oxymoron.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what is what the median price of a home in Des Moines right now is where?
About 190.
About 190. What do you get for that?
For 190, you don't get anything new, certainly. And, you know, depend on location. I mean, you can go all the way to where you get a fairly nice, you know, three or four bedroom, two story, two or three car attached, maybe. But you just get basic housing for that level to get anything.
But at 190, that does become affordable if you've got a decent job or two people working.
At this point right now, and especially with interest rates where they're at right now, affordable, you know, goes up to about 250.
Got it.
That's quote.
Sort of, so to speak.
Yeah.
So our national story indicated that there's a shrinkage in the amount of houses out there. You've already indicated to me off mic that there's the same thing here in the Des Moines metro. You just can't find lots of stock, except when you get over $400,000.
Yeah, you get up to that $350,000, $400,000 up in there because that's the bread and butter and the most comfortable place for builders to work. You know,
sure.
And that's gone up $25,000 a year each year for the last 3-4 years.
Really? So a house that was built for $300,000 2 years ago is now $350,000 plus.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just costs of labor and materials have done that.
Yeah.
And that's part of the problem is it just keeps going up.
That goes up. Wages don't necessarily go
right.
up.
Right. So we haven't had wage follow. And hopefully, you know, with this thing. You know, some fun things about, you know, companies are giving people bonuses, $1,000 bonuses and doing that. Maybe it will push that a little bit to get our wages up and, you know, move some things.
So what about first-time home buyers? What's your word of wisdom to them? Get pre-qualified, I'm sure.
Certainly do all those things of being ready and be in the market, get an agent that you feel good with and trust, and be clear with them about what you're looking for and what mm-hmm. you need. My thing for first-time home buyers is buy less than you can afford and make it worth more, and then sell that for your next move up. Mm-hmm. But so rare that people actually listen to that. Everybody wants the house that their parents own. Where they start their business.
I want that $350,000 house.
And people will sometimes do that. And I don't know. It's hard to say that, you know, with rates where they're at now, that kind of stuff, and you can lock in a rate, you know, at 4% or less.
Sure.
You know, it makes sense to buy good and lock it in and ride that horse.
Got it. Lance Hansen, ladies and gentlemen, our guest and one of the owner brokers from RE/MAX Concepts. How are things going at the office these days?
You know, I don't have an office anymore, so it's kind of fun. I'm a quote floater.
Floater.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out at all at the beautiful new place on Grand?
I've been there a few times. We have some meetings there. It's a great spot.
Oh, it's a
fun place to be.
My bride just said to me the other day, I've got to get in there and see that.
Just tell her to call me. I'll take her through.
All right.
You stay home.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. She always gets the dates. Thank you, Lance, for doing this. Appreciate it,
my friend. Thank you. Appreciate it, Michael.
All right. Lance Hansen from RE/MAX Concepts talking about the housing predicaments that some find themselves in here in the greater Des Moines metro and beyond. All right, we've got to clear on out of here for all of us associated with the Business News Hour, for Lance Hansen, who just joined us, also for Matt Felling, who is the general manager of the new convention center hotel by Hilton. Nice, nice place. Can't wait to get myself in there and see it. For all of us, Tyler Hackenmiller is back from vacay. He is our producer tonight. Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the brand manager for the radio station. James Goodlett wrote the music that you're listening to right now, and he wrote it especially for us. Thank you so much, James. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, and Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the radio stations. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man, and good night.